Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Not only is the absence of the RAS-F1 gene linked to cancer, it's also linked to chronic inflammation. University of Alberta researcher Dr. Shiraz Baksh is studying the link in patients with inflammatory bowel disease.
Inflammatory bowel disease has two forms, ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, which are two very prominent diseases in Alberta. And we now know in these patients, if they have chronic inflammation, which is persistent inflammation, they can get predisposed to getting colon cancer, colorectal cancer later in life. And for kids, there's definitely predisposition to getting what's called B-cell lymphomas or cancers of the blood. And so we're quite interested in understanding the inflammation, because our idea is that if we can understand and control the inflammation at an earlier step, then we can certainly prevent these patients from getting another disease, cancer, later in life. So we're very interested in that, and we now have a gene that's involved in cancer and inflammation that we can now understand the link between cancer and inflammation.
Dr. Baksh is researching the use of resveratrol, a compound in red wine, as a treatment to turn the RAS-F1 gene back on. This could prevent both chronic inflammation and the formation of cancer. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.